Clay Mackey from across the Policy, Mental Health and Health Services gathered recently at Te Mā Hurihuri Marae here in Tāmaki Makaurau to discuss stigma and discrimination against mental distress in our land. The event featured some very powerful kōrero from lived experience advocates and highlighted the progress made and the work still needed to dismantle stigma. And we're joined today by the Nōku Tau Social Movement Program Manager, Astley Nathan. Astley, tēnā koe, ko Dale Tede. Thank you for joining us on Lata 2. Kia ora.
Morena Dale. Tēnā koe o tērā, tēnā koutou.
Kia ora. Well, stigma is a very real thing, isn't it? If you're different, people can unjustly assume you're bananas or whatever, and then and think you're a lesser person. So we really need to address that when we all have mental health challenges and we all have, at times, emotional fragility. But the biggest challenges in connecting different sectors to tackle stigma and discrimination around mental distress, what are some of those challenges and how could we be better as a society, do you think, Astley?
Kia ora, Dale. So what we found is that, you know, almost half of people in Aotearoa will experience mental distress in their lifetime. So that's a lot of us. That's a lot of our people. And as you said, there's a fragility around it, and sometimes it is hard to call it all. But one of those underlying issues and something that it's harder to see is stigma and discrimination, as you mentioned. So our kaupapa Nōku Te Ao is our goal is to end mental distress discrimination here in Aotearoa. And, you know, this has got a big whakapapa, so it actually stems from the program. It was the first of its kind here in Aotearoa and the world, called Light Minds, Light Mind. And if you sort of rewind back a few years, maybe sort of 20, 25, 30 years, we had this ad campaign out at the time, and it was the one with John Kerwin, and it was the Know Me Before You Judge Me advertisement. So that was like the first national campaign that really addressed mental distress here in Aotearoa. And so, you know, nā wairā, and all these years later, we've shifted into this Nōku Tau kaupapa, which kind of focuses on target audiences of Māori, Pacific, and minority groups, because we found that, you know, that these groups and these people were disproportionately represented in discrimination and stigma, whether that be housing, healthcare, et cetera, all those factors that lead to positive well-being outcomes. So, yeah, it's difficult to bring everyone together in the sector, people have different perspectives and different ideas of what tackling mental distress discrimination looks like. But for us, it was important as a program to bring policy leaders, policy makers, people in the mental health sector, also lived experience advocates together under one roof at Te Mā Hurihuri Marae, you mentioned, to really kōrero about that and also platform lived experience voices. So, I don't know if that answered your question, but that was sort of the whakapapa of how our symposium came about.
Tēnā koe. It's interesting. I mean, people with physical disabilities, I guess... we can understand people in mental health distress, signs not as easy to note, and therefore makes it difficult in the way that we deal with people. But empathy and compassion are traits that we all carry, but sometimes underutilize. Where does this start? Do you think it starts on your first day of school or in the home, even before that? Learning how to be empathetic towards people who are quite obviously doing it tough, whether that's physically, emotionally, or mentally.
Yeah, I mean, look, to be honest, we sort of tackle that question of, you know, one, where does it start, but also how does it end? And in the symposium, we had some great kōrero from our keynote speakers, Egan Bidwa, Carlo Mila, Dr. Carlo Mila, and Jihan Kasanaida. And, you know, a lot of kōrero was around how they've tackled discrimination in their lives, prejudice, stigma, stigmatization, and how they've taken actions towards changing that. And so we had the kōrero, and we had the experiences from our tangata whaiora. But it was really powerful at the end. We had a lived experience panel discussion. And the last question was, can you see an Aotearoa free of discrimination? And they said they couldn't. you know, they said they couldn't, and it was really powerful because it's like, man, like, you know, they can't see that actually coming to fruition. So, you know, it was a smack in the face, like, oh my gosh, like, can we ever achieve that? Is there ever going to be a world free of prejudice and discrimination? And it's something that I've sort of been sitting with for a minute that is our goal, but, you know, it's a lofty one. And it's a big one. And we all have our prejudices, and we all have we all discriminate, and we are, you know, we judge at time to time. So, you know, ultimately, it is a collective thing. It is something that we need to change in our systems and our policies, but also it's an individual, you know, whittle to all of us to look at ourselves and look at ourselves in the mirror and see how we're treating, you know, ourselves. You're just speaking about the workplace and, you know, making a coffee for rangi, you know, it's that utu, the reciprocity and treating people.
Fair enough too. You know, sometimes at the lights when you've got people wandering around with cups, it probably doesn't happen in Epsom, but it certainly happens in Maurin or Tahuhu and Mandurewa, you know, suburbs where a lot of our people live. And it never ceases to amaze me, those who reach in and, you know, drop a couple of dollars in the cup. But let's face it, who would be out doing that unless their lives were extremely difficult? But that's just one example. You might not put money in the cup, but you can always smile and you can always say, kia ora, hope you're going all right, mate, as you drive away, and not even putting a coin in the cup, so to speak. So we can all be better at trying to shed our personal approaches to the stigmatisation of people in mental distress. What role do you see the community-led solutions playing in driving long-term changes in mental health outcomes then, Astley?
Well, you know, so as you mentioned before, I'm part of the social movement. So our COPUP has got five wings. We're social movement, but there's another element of social action grants, and we give grants to community-led organisations, iwi, hapu, really anyone who sort of applies and goes through and is successful in that application process. And we resource the community, and we feel like that is, you know, one, that's successful for the program because we're giving resources to the people that are in there and doing the mahi, right? So, and then I'm also a part of the social movement, which is around creating advocacy, you know, lobbying and creating change for tangata whai ora and everyone in Aotearoa. But really what we've found is that I'm not the movement, I'm not the social movement, like I'm not the people. It's actually the ones that are doing the work that will always be the movement. So I feel like the power and the ability to create change is really in the community and people like myself and programs like this around the motu, around Aotearoa, really need to look at how do we dissolve power and dissolve resources into the community, uplift them, educate them, and sort of put them in a position to be leaders in their own worlds, in their own right. And ultimately, one day, work ourselves out of the job. I mean, that's ideally what we should be looking to do. They're the be-all and end-all. They're the people. They're with the people. So I feel like it's really important.
Well, today's budget day 25, and there's been criticism in the previous government, Labor-led government, I think it was $1.3 billion, which was earmarked and spent on mental health issues. I think that figure's reasonably accurate. It might be a little off, but not too far, I would think, through the Mental Health Commission. So there's been some severe criticism of that spend. They're saying, what did we get for the money? And because there might not be too much hard data about positive change as a result of the spend, it's likely today that the needs for mental health resourcing might be somewhat sidelined. What do you hope to see in today's budget, Astley, in the mental health space?
Oh, the big question, Dale. look, I think we're always going to want more resources, and you know there's never going to be enough to support, you know, the people out there that face mental distress, discrimination. Half of us in Aotearoa potentially need that support, you know. So I would as you mentioned just before, and as we just talked about, I'd love to see it go to community organizations. I'd love to see, I often find that when the budgets come out, and you know there's a release of this money, it's a sum, but then it's hard to find out as just a regular citizen of Aotearoa where does that money go and where are the outcomes for that money. So yeah, I'd like to just see a bit more money into the sector, but also just into organisations and people that might have a different idea or framework around mental health and well-being. For example, our Māori people, you know, it seems as though organisations that have been in the game a long time get, you know, funding generally. So I'd love to see it diversified. I'd love to see other programs or initiatives supported in hopes of, you know, tackling these disproportionate numbers and statistics for Māori, for Pacific, and for minority groups. But I'm still a young buck. I'm still a young buck in the game. So, just happy to see what comes out, and then, you know, work with what we got.
Very much respect the work you do, Astley. It's very important that we share kōrero and do better by those who are affected by mental health and challenges and emotional distress. It's mahi rangatira, and I want to thank you for speaking with us today. It's Astley Nathan with the Mental Health Foundation and Nōku Tuao, Social Movement Program Manager. Ngā manaaki tangi kia koe, te rangatira. Thanks very much for sharing some thoughts today, Astley.
Mihi ana. Tēnā koe.
You're 603 Urban Māori Radio, where we prioritise Māori interests. It comes with some heat, of course.